There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I've been talking yesterday about a lot of dollars. I was down at the launch of the Lotus Evea. We spoke to the global CEO of Lotus yesterday, just before the launch. And I went down there and had a very pleasant afternoon indeed, looking at shiny, expensive sports cars, including the new Lotus Evea, which is a $2 million electric hypercar. I also got the chance to sit down with the CEO, Karl Heimer, who is the CEO of Adamas Motors. Now, that is the company that is bringing Lotus and the new car here to the UAE. And I asked Karl, how do you even go about selling a $2 million car? This is what he said.
Well, as you know, in the UAE, we have the most discerning car buyers in the world. A lot of them are better informed than most of the people working in the garages. This is limited, it's only 130, but this all-electric car is the fastest electric car in the world, 2,000 brake horsepower, and 0 to 100 under 3 seconds. But at the same time, it's the future. The UAE is about the future. We talk about sustainably smart city. This is an all-electric car. It's as fast as a Formula One. And we will go about selling it. We have private showings for VVIPs. Of course, it's a VVIP car. They're unique, they're bespoke, they're handmade. And there's 130 worldwide. And we hope to sell 15 and be the number one dealer in the world.
Talk me through what will happen with these VVIP showings.
So what we've done now, we have private viewings both in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Some we're taking to people's private residences because it's exclusive, and some are coming into our showrooms both again in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. We started 3 days ago. We've taken 4 orders already. The quicker we get the order, the better, because they can get an individual chassis number, be number 1 or number 6 or number 7. And the UAE loves that. So there'll be 1 hour private viewings with the designer, with the head of sales and the Adamas team. They'll be seen around the car, because these are bespoke cars. So when people order, they get exactly what they want.
What kind of deposit do you have to put down on this car?
No, not very much. €250,000. And we'll get you the production slot for 2020. And it's very important. The US sold 13 when it was in California. There's 20 sold worldwide already. It's going to China next. Let the UAE beat China. The first to pay the deposit gets the car, and they will be made over the next 2-3 years. So if we can take the deposits now and let them spec the cars to their personal choice now, they can get the cars in 2020. So we can be the first.
What options are available for speccing the cars? How individual can one make it?
Well, of course, when you're spending 8 million plus dirham, they can be very individual because it's handmade, bespoke for you as the customer. I have to say this car, however, when you see it, you know, if you follow this car down the Sheikh Zayed Road or around the Corniche in Abu Dhabi, you'll think you're behind an F-16 jet. There's nothing like it in the world. So you can make the car exactly what you want, where you have the British flag and saying it about the first hypercar to come out of Britain. You can put diamond encrusting in that. The logo on the front that comes in carbon fiber. You can make it titanium, whatever you want. The spine down the seats of the car. It has the car for the drivers written, but you can put your family crest, whatever you want. These cars, colors, specs, paint finishes can be very individual, but you don't need to be that individual with a car that's 2,000 brake horsepower and up to 350 kilometers an hour. This car's faster than the Formula One.
Where in the UAE, though, can someone really experience the full power of this car?
Of course, we have to think about safety. We have to think about other road users. There's not a single road we can do 350 kilometers an hour. However, last weekend I took 50 customers to Dubai Autodrome for a track day. We can take the cars on the tracks. Yes, they're going to be supervised, but we can take them. I'm taking 20 of my McLaren customers to Silverstone. So my McLaren's from Hong Kong. They don't have a Formula One racetrack. They can come into England. We can track the cars. So there are ways. But of course, you can drive well within the speed limit in these cars and still drive a beautiful, unique car. And you can feel the car, the driving of the car, the handling of the car. And still, you can have a lot of fun.
What's the appetite here for electric cars?
The last 6 months, it's amazing. 6 months ago, they wanted hybrid, normal combustion engines, but now people are talking about them. I think governments are driving around the world, and so they should. And particularly this part of the world, we like to be first at what we do. And of course, people that buy my cars are collectors. And they realize if you want a really good collection, you need an electric car, hypercar. And it's different when you have a mass-produced car. We lose money, we know. Cars cost money. But the individual cars that are rare, I saw a Scaglietti 1967 sold for $20-odd million in the US. It probably only cost a few thousand. These are unique cars. You can enjoy it. People buy them for the enjoyment and drive, and some people buy just to collect it like you would a painting. So they see appreciating value. There's only 130 of these. And if you get the right chassis number on the car and you get the right specification, it has a very strong future value.
Let's look at how Lotus is doing in the UAE. It's been just over a year since you opened your showroom here in Dubai. How have sales been?
August last year, we opened with Lotus. Lotus were bought by Geely a few months before I acquired it. We knew when we bought the business that they're going to bring in a lot of new product. So we, in the first year, have had only the old cars, the Evora and the Exige, but actually been quite surprising. We've even had supercar owners clubs asking if Lotus will go and join. We're having lots of breakfast meetings where all the Lotus owners are coming. We've done 40 in 12 months, which I think is a lot more than some very established car at the moment, with the market as it is. So maybe we're setting up the best time.
How's the brand recognition for Lotus here in the UAE?
It was hard at first, and particularly with younger people. If you're looking 40, 50s, upwards, they know the brand very, very well. But we've had a few very prominent people buy the cars recently. They're bringing their friends in. We start at 305,000 dirham, and they're going up to about 650,000 at the moment. And now people are looking at their money a little closer and being sensible. And we think this is a sensible sports car.
And that is Carl Heimer, the CEO of Adamas Motors, the company that has brought Lotus here to the UAE and is bringing the $2 million Lotus Evija.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.